Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And our theme for the month of October is actually following Christ. And this might seem like a really basic Christian belief or an instinct, but how do you actually physically do it? I'd love to hear your thoughts and your ideas on our social media channels for Mormon Channel. I was reading an April 2010 General Conference talk given by LDS Apostle Quinton L. Cook, and it's called We Follow Jesus Christ, and in it, he shares some really great, very specific suggestions on how we can follow the Savior every day of our lives. So I got a lot out of this talk, and I wanted to share with you some of the things that he said in it. Number one, the first thing was, we follow Christ by repenting and taking the sacrament regularly. He says, the sacrament allows us to witness to God that we will remember his Son and keep his commandments. This increases our love and our appreciation for both the Father and the Son. The second thing he said is to treat others with kindness. And he said, the Savior also emphasizes love and unity and declared that we would be known as his disciples if we have love one to another. We need to be civil in our discourse and respectful in our interactions. This is especially true when we disagree. The Savior taught us to love even our enemies, end quote. And that's really, really hard to do. And I think that takes kind of a lifetime of pursuit and a lifetime of working on that trait. But it is one of the greatest ways that we can follow the Savior is to be like him, to emulate the way that he treated others. The third thing he mentioned is to follow the Savior, we need to be worthy to have the Holy Ghost with us always. Elder Cook said, quote, the Holy Ghost is a personage of spirit, the comforter who bears witness of the Father and the Son, and as such confirms as acceptable to God the righteous acts, ordinances, and covenants of each of us. If we want to have the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we must find time to slow down, ponder, pray, and live so we are worthy to receive and act upon his promptings, end quote. Just finding that those quiet, peaceful moments, it's possible, but it is challenging. And I think it takes some real concerted effort to figure out at what points in your day are you guaranteed to have a few minutes just alone or when it's quiet? When can you kind of hand your children off to your spouse or maybe wake up before everyone else wakes up or go to bed a little bit later than everyone else goes to bed so that you can have that time to just reconnect with the Spirit and reconnect with God within yourself? I think that's a huge part of following the Savior. We can't know really what he wants us to do specifically in our own lives if we don't communicate with him and we don't take the time to listen and allow him to respond to our questions. The fourth thing that Elder Cook mentions is to follow the Savior, we need to pray for and donate to and serve those who are less fortunate than ourselves. LDS leaders recently have talked a lot about serving the immigrant population, serving refugees, serving those who are poor and homeless and who need material things as well as spiritual things in their lives. And you can find out more at iwasastranger.lds.org for ideas and different ways to serve those less fortunate in your communities. But it's really important to make that a focus of your life, a focus to look outward and look for where the need is and where you can come and meet that need with the gifts and talents and resources that God has blessed you with. And the fifth thing Elder Cook mentions is to spend time in morally high places. Making time to go to the temple on a regular basis, making time to go to church, and to really worship and connect with the Savior there. And if you can't get away to the temple that often, or you can't, you know, find yourself in these actual church buildings that often, you can make your home a temple. You can make your home a moral high ground, a refuge from the storms of the world, where you can still feel the Spirit and commune with God. And then finally, Elder Cook suggests that a great way to follow the Savior is to follow his living prophets and heed their counsel. Not because they're perfect. God sees their gifts and he's blessed them with experiences that he knows can help people. He's given them insights and and great trials and responsibilities that can really teach us how to live the gospel in our lives. And it's so important to pray when we listen to them. We just had an incredible opportunity to hear from many of the leaders at the General Conference. When we listen to them, it's so important to pray and hear what the Spirit needs us to hear in their words. Everyone has weaknesses. Everyone has shortcomings. But because these leaders are called of God to teach us and help us, there is truth in the things that they say for each one of us that we can benefit from. And if you've missed the recent LDS General Conference, you can tune in on mormonchannel.org to watch that. And if you want to access the archives of the written talks or to listen to the talks just on audio and to access the several different languages that they are translated in, LDS.org is a great resource for that as well. So for more content on applying the Savior's teachings in your life, you can also visit mormonchannel.org for additional blog posts and podcasts and more videos that are great pieces that you can watch and then share with your family and friends, along with your personal testimony. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.